Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. We give you the adoration. We worship you. In Jesus' precious name. It's your answer. Prove to someone this morning, Lord, that you are real. It's not by power. It's not by mind, but by my spirit. Says the Lord. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 18. So Samuel called unto the Lord, and the Lord sent thunder and rain that day, and all the people greatly feared the Lord and Samuel. He called on the Lord, and the Lord sent the rain. Speaking very quickly this morning on the subject, the mantle of the rain. the mantle of the rain. Our objective is to understand what it takes to provoke the rain. In Africa, there are people they call rainmakers who try to use diabolic means to determine climate and weather. In the realm of the spirit, in the world of the kingdom, there are people who carry mantle to make rain happen. And since all truths are parallel, I believe it is not just making rain happen in the physical, but making rain happen in the spiritual. Permit me to say there are spiritual, supernatural, or kingdom rain creators. Kingdom rain makers. Kingdom rain producers. Kingdom rain activators. Kingdom rain activators. The particular one, two particular ones are of note. First, the prophet Samuel, who made rain to happen in the time of winter harvest. Second, the prophet Elijah, who made rain to happen after years of drought. So I believe there is such a thing as a mantle, an unction, a grace to activate the rain. You look at Elijah's story in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41, all the way to verse 45. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said again, go again seven times. He put his face in between his knees, creating the rain. And it came to pass at the seventh time, he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. The Lord bless his word. In the name of Jesus. Our main objective this morning is to understand or understudy what qualifies a person to walk with the mantle of causing rain to happen. Whether it is in the physical or it is in the spiritual. Who are these people? What do they know? What do they do? What did they know? Number one, they perceived the need for the rain. They perceived the need for the rain. Elijah perceived the need for the rain. After there was a season of drought in Israel, Samuel perceived the need for the rain, that it will cause the people of Israel to see the other side of God. And the rain happened. Number two, they have strong walking relationship with God. Strong walking relationship with God. Elijah was the one who said in 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1, he said, before God whom I stand. Strong walking relationship with God. Samuel was the one who literally grew in the temple. Strong walking relationship with God. Number three, they have an ear. They have the ear for the voice of God. They have an ear. They have ears for the voice of God. For the voice of God. I perceive, I can hear the sound of an abundance of rain. Before you cause the rain, you must hear the rain in the spirit. Before it happens in the physical, you must hear it in the spirit. They have ears for the voice of God. They have sharpness of discernment. They have sharpness of perception. Fourth, they have the audacity of faith. The capacity to believe God for anything. They have the audacity of faith. They have the capacity to believe God for anything. They have the capacity to say it and see it. They have the capacity to believe that anything can happen at any time. And I prophesy upon someone here today, a fresh release of the spirit of faith. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. They have the audacity of faith. They have the audacity of faith. They have the capacity to believe God for anything. Number five, they have strong prayer altars. They are strong at the place of prayer. They have strong prayer altars. They are strong at the place of prayer. Elias was a man of like passion, and he prayed. James chapter 5 verse 16 and 17. Elias was a man of like passion, and he prayed that there should be rain, and there was rain. And he prayed again. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. I believe it was in 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 23, where Samuel was telling the children of Israel, moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in season to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. It is a sin for a pastor not to pray for the people he pastors. It is sin for a pastor not to pray for the people he pastors, or not to teach them in the way of the Lord. Very important. And so these people are very, very strong altar of prayer. Elias was a man of prayer. Samuel was a man of prayer. And as they prayed like that, they commanded the rain. Somebody say aloud, amen. In scripture, Samuel was a symbol of intercession, and Elijah was a symbol of intercession. Number six, right? Number six, they are not just oil carriers, but oil transmitters. They are oil transmitters. They are not just oil carriers, but they are oil transmitters. You have people who carry the oil, and you have people who transmit the oil. You have people who carry the anointing, but you have people who multiply the anointing. That was what Samuel was. Samuel was the one who carried the oil that poured on the head of Saul. Samuel was the one who carried the oil that poured on the head of David. And like we have said, anywhere Samuel appears, a king is always made, a prophet is always raised, a priest is raised. In church history or in Bible history, we're told that Samuel was the one that raised the school of the sons of the prophets. He started the school of the sons of the prophets. These are oil transmitters. They carry oil that is beyond themselves. They carry generational oil. They carry oil to impact and mark a generation. Am I speaking to somebody here? These are the kind of people that carry the mantle to create rain, that carry the unction to make rain happen. Beloved brothers and sisters, if what you carry does not go beyond yourself, you cannot make a mark that will last in your generation. If what you carry does not reproduce in the lives of others, does not reproduce in your generation, you won't have the mantle to cause rain to happen whenever they need to happen. Elijah was an oil distributor as well. God asked him, I have anointed you, go and anoint Elisha, anoint Jehu, anoint Hazael. That is, you are not just a carrier of the oil. Distribute the oil. And as you do so, you will reproduce. Somebody say amen. Number 6 or 7 right now, they lived in obedience. To divine instruction. Obedience to divine instruction, obedience of divine to divine instruction. They lived the life of obedience. Elijah said, Lord, hear me that they may know that I have done all these things according to your word. I am not just trying to make a point or prove a point or make a show. I am obeying what you told me to do. Answer me when he was about to call down the fire. That the people may know. Obedience, 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 obedience. And I'm going to round up there and we shall pray. Obedience is doorway to the release of the rain. Is doorway. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 12. Deuteronomy 28 and in verse 12 it said, the Lord shall... Now if you read, let's read verse 1 and 2 first and then verse 12. He said, it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Now verse 12. That is, you obey me, the Lord will open unto you his good treasure, the heaven, to give you rain, to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of your hand. And you shall lend unto many nations, and you shall not borrow. Obedience is the secret of the rain, is the secret of commanding the rain, is the secret of making the rain to happen. In Leviticus chapter 26, verse 3 and in verse 4, repeated almost verbatim, if you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit, if you obey me, if you obey me, if you obey me, if you obey me, I will cause rain to fall. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 13 and 14. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 13 and 14. He said, and it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season. If you obey me, if you obey me, obedience will bring the rain. Disobedience will close the heavens. Look at that in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 16 and 17. Obedience will bring the rain. Disobedience will close the heavens. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 16 to 17 says, take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them.
And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven. If you turn aside and disobey me, and begin to worship your ministry, and worship your achievements, and turn to other gods, and worship your results, and worship your money, he said, then the Lord, he will shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and in case you perish quickly from all the good land which the Lord has given you. Obedience brings the rain. Disobedience shuts off the heaven. It says that again in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 23 and 24. Deuteronomy 28, he said, because of disobedience, thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. Somebody say, God forbid. When Solomon was dedicating the temple in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 35, he told God, if the people sin against you, when heaven is shut up and there is no rain, why? Because they have sinned against you. If they pray towards this place and confess thy name and turn from their sin, when thou afflictest them, he said, then hear thou in heaven. Repeated again in 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 26 and 27. When the heaven is shut up and there is no rain because they have sinned. Yet if they pray towards this place and confess thy name and turn from their sin, when thou dost afflict them, then hear thou from heaven. Beloved, our key number 7 is obedience to divine instruction. I want to mention 3 areas of obedience. Number 1 is obedience to scriptural instructions and injunctions. Obedience, where you don't take the word for granted. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 and 2, we read scriptural instructions and injunctions. Every time you study the word, identify action steps. If we are going to see rain, if we are going to be able to stand and command and make demands on the rain, don't negotiate scriptural injunctions. Don't negotiate scriptural instructions. In everything, give thanks. So obey it literally. You may not understand why you are to give thanks. Oh Lord, but I thank you. Whatever I'm seeing now could have been worse if not for God. Scriptural instructions and injunctions. Honor the Lord with your first fruit, with your substance, and with all the first fruits of your increase. Then your barns will explode. Bring the tithes into the storehouse and prove me. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. You obey it literally. Obedience to scriptural injunctions and instructions. Number 2 is, second is obedience in lifestyle and action. In lifestyle and action. In lifestyle. Where scriptures are released to change your life. To change your life. To change lifestyle. To change habits. You obey it. You don't excuse actions. And you don't excuse habits. You obey instruction. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. You obey it in lifestyle. Get out from among them and be ye separate. You obey it. When was the last time God showed you a man in your life that is not good for you and you stepped away? Obedience in lifestyle. And finally, number 3 is obedience
to spiritual directions. Or rather, obedience to the voice of the Spirit. Place it that way. The voice of the Spirit. Have you ever felt a leading to pray and you obeyed it? Or it was more convenient to remain with people? You are talking with friends and suddenly you got what we used to call the burden, a prayer burden. Did you separate yourself to go and pursue that burden and pray until the burden is lifted? Or you are more concerned about how the people will feel, what they will think? They will think you are not social. The reason why we have not seen the kind of revival we should see is because we are too civilized for Scripture. We have become so social. We need primitive apostolic behavior. Primitive apostolic lifestyle. Am I communicating? We are more sentimental than principled. We are more married to convenience than sacrifice. The old rugged cross life, we don't understand it. In those days, a brother will say, I have a burden to pray. And he steps aside on the spot from every business, from everything, and he's there for the next 1 hour, the next 2 hours, the next 3 hours. Today, that voice, that burden is quenched, is quenched, is quenched. Until the Holy Spirit does not bother you anymore. When was the last time you felt the burden of fasting? The other day I felt very hungry. And I don't know my breakfast starts from 1 o'clock. That's normally. Right? So I felt very hungry by 9 a.m. So I told my wife. I said, I'm feeling very, in fact, ate something. I say, I'm feeling very, very hungry right now. I don't know why. Maybe it's because of the strenuous work I'm preaching. Can you get something set for me? And she said, yes. And she got something set. She said, it's ready. I said, okay, let me wait until it is 9 at least. So that I know I have finished the first watch of the day. Oh, yes, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. is the first watch. Let me just be sure I finish the first watch of the day. Before I ate something. And then by the time it was 9, I felt no hunger anymore. She said, are you not going to eat? I said, the hunger has disappeared. And once hunger disappears, I take it as a call. I don't eat because it is time to eat. I eat because there is a need to eat. Neither will I eat because food is ready. So I was now. I then continued the unannounced fasting until the burden lifted. She said, "What happened?" I said, "The desire to eat disappeared." So God can call you in the you can eat in the morning and then he calls you into a fast in the afternoon. So you continue from that time till any time, till you know when you to start, but you don't know where to end. When was the last time? It is possible you have made an appointment to meet somebody, and the Holy Spirit said, don't move. And he said, that appointment is not in your interest. Are you going to be more concerned about the feeling of the person or about the construction of your destiny? Simple call. Excuse me, sir. For one reason or the other, I'm not able to make this appointment. I'm so sorry. I don't normally make a promise without keeping it, but for some reason, I'm not able to make this one. There are so many leadings, guidances that would have delivered people from disaster. Somebody was going to marry the next day. And the person told me the day before the marriage, I don't feel any leading to go on anymore. Wow. Everything is set. Everybody has arrived. Wedding is set. Bride is on ground. Wedding cloth is on. Everything is set. But today, I don't feel the leading to go on anymore. I say, ah. You are just at a quarter to go. People have traveled from distances to come. I say, well, pray about it very well. I am never in a position to force a person to do anything contrary to their leading. But this is so complicated. Next morning, say, the perception is still there. Is that all right? Do everything you can defend before God. Which was what happened. People felt bad. People felt everywhere, but that was the feeling and perception this person had just quarter to the wedding. The meaning of it is never too late to be right. Oh, yes. That is why it is important to clear well before you go far. Now, to avoid trouble for people, to avoid breaking anybody's heart, so to speak, you clear it very well before you go very far. But the fact that you have gone so far does not mean a U-turn is not possible. I don't know why I'm bringing this up, but this is for somebody's hearing. Check and cross-check. Check and cross-check. Double-check. That is the kind of occasion that will happen and regret starts while the joining is on. And regret is on while the reception is on. I've made a blunder of my life. Wow, it's like a fish outside of water. One day I asked the Lord, I said, when we were growing up spiritually, we never had problems of divorce, divorce, divorce in the church, divorce, 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 divorce. Why is there so much divorce and so much crisis in marriage in this day? And they answered, one, how many of them asked who to marry before they married? People are choosing wife like you choose cloth. This one will fit me. Looking at the container without no idea of the content. Second reason, how many foundations are clean? That is, nothing happened until they married. Many more. But I like us. This last point, obeying God in scripture, obeying in lifestyle, and obeying the voice of the Spirit. You can step into a vehicle, you have already paid the fare, and still step out. I'm not traveling again. Because the Holy Spirit said not to travel. They say, we won't give you back your money. You already blocked somebody's chance. Keep the money. It's better you keep your money, my money, than the devil take my life. Stand up on your feet. It's possible you have already arrived in America and you have a green card. And the Lord said, round about, turn. That the green card does not mean green light. I haven't given you a green light. The government gave you a green card, but that is not my green light for you to stay here. My wife and children and family, we have once had permit to reside in a country. If you count five countries in the world, it will be one of them. That is the permit to live there. Permit to work. Permit to do everything. And after 5 years, you get more. And after some time, you get their passport. One of the strongest passports in the world. Huh? And yet, this is not where we belong. Neither will there be any temptation. I am excited where I am celebrated. I am excited where I have assignment. Not where I am tolerated. That you have the documentation does not mean that is your destination. There are people miss a lot of things in life. I don't know why I'm saying this to somebody. You know what the man of God, Dr. Roberts, told us yesterday? He said, when you come there, please don't stay there. And in case you have the calling to stay there, don't let the nation swallow you up. Carry the African, let the primitive Nigerian fire remain. Don't become Americanized or Anglicized. Let them know that the raw fire from home here is still there. But if you don't have any business there, don't go there. You see, I tell people, somebody say, I want to go and live in UK or live in here. I say, look, it is easiest to make it here. If it is, that is business-wise. Make the money here, spend it there if you want. And go and come and go and come and go and come and go and come. If, by the time they finish taxing you, even I think there is tax in debt also. Yes, every single thing. And there are some of those places where, if you have their passport, you are taxable worldwide. They just pursue you everywhere you are. Hallelujah. One of the greatest assets of somebody today, you will receive out of this place today, is capacity to obey God. Some people will receive a restoration of sensitivity, a restoration of perception, a restoration of discernment. You will receive that restoration first. Because when God keeps speaking to you and directing you and leading you, and you ignore him and you don't do anything, then he leaves you alone. Then you can't hear anything anymore. There will be a restoration of discernment first. A restoration of perception first. A restoration of sensitivity. And then the grace to obey. But there are people living here today, stepping into where you have come from, as a spiritual rainmaker, spiritual rain activator, spiritual rain activator, spiritual rain activator. Let your life that say amen. Lift up your two hands. And one question you are going to ask in the course of this praying: Lord, is there anything you want, any area of obedience? Is there something that I am ignoring? Is there something you are telling me to do I'm not hearing? Speak again, Lord, for thy servant here. Now lift up your hands and appreciate him for his word to you this morning. La parata kaka saka la labara ya da 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 da. Jata la tarata tasata kala kaka la kaka 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 kaka. Jeko kapa kata kaka saka la kaka la kaka 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 kaka. Jeke perete sete prete sota la tapeta kaka sa. Jerotana gaga zalateno magala gaga la hashta. Jata la parata kasa kala kaka 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 kaka. Zatorete kebe kala tana magada ya tosta.
Leprete setrota seta kanagalala. Leperete setorate kasa. Leperete skito leminagaga. Lift your hands and lift your voice and give him the praise and give him the honor. Father, thank you for a day like this. Thank you for a day like this. Thank you for a day like this. Thank you for a season. Season of health. Season of mercy. Season of grace. Season, oh Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hands and say after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask for a restoration of spiritual sharpness, perception, capacity to hear your voice, and the capacity to obey your voice. I receive today in the name of Jesus. Go on and speak it to God.
I want to hear your voice, Lord, above the noise of the world, above the wheel of the flesh, above every other. I want to hear your voice, Lord, above the noise of the world, above the wheel of the
Father, we give you the praise. We give you the praise. Thank you, Master. We worship you, Lord. I live to worship you. Oh, Lord. I live to worship you. Oh, Lord, I live to worship you. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Be upstanding if you can. Lift your hands high. If you are seated, please be upstanding. With hands lifted again. And be in an attitude of receiving a touch from God. Receiving a mantle for somebody to drop on you like cloth. Some, it will feel like rain is falling on you. For some, it will feel like raw, fresh fire. Lift the hands high. And there is a name that is above every name. And in that name, something is dropping on you now. Whisper that thing, Jesus. That's right.
Something is dropping. Something is dropping. Something is dropping. The fire is burning. Liberate zita li kabiro tazini. Laga daga yaga daga laga yaga daga laga yaga daga laga yaga daga laga ya. Rete separate kesita libara daga laga hasa. La parata seturate se pradido salamis. Salamis keperina talamanana sikolomanis. Leperetina sanaga galala. Repete se pranagala yala la la la. Fresh help, fresh help, fresh help, fresh help, fresh help, fresh help, freshness. Ite perite siti lala. Something is dropping. Something is dropping. Fire is burning.
Hold your hands together here at the choir. Hold your hand row by row and lift it up.
Of the Holy Ghost, fire of the Holy Ghost, Mashatela Paradia, Lique Perete Sita, Lite Pita Sita, Liparita Sita, Rita, Lita Rita. Hold your hands and lift it up right here. Father, let the fire fall, let the fire fall, let the fire fall. Fresh grace, fresh fire, fresh oil. 1, 2, 3, 10.
Lift your hands again. There is no need to worry. There is no need to fear. The battle may be raging, but the victory is sure.
When you are there, when you are there, when you are there, when you are there,
when you are there, when you are there, when you are there, when you are there,
when you are there, when you are there, when you are there, when you are there. Hold your hand together. Hold your hand together. Lift it up. The people following them, hold your hand together. Hold your hand, lift it up. People following them, hold them. People following them, hold them. People following them, hold them.
I ask for the dropping of grace, help, fire. Take it. One, two, three. Take the fire. Open your mouth and pray.
Yeah.
And Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brethren. And the Spirit of God came upon Saul, upon David, from that day forward. Samuel was not just an oil carrier, but an oil transmitter. And he made him help him there. There was such unction on Samuel, such that the unction on Samuel rested on his city, Naoth in Ramah. People who went to look for him as they stepped into the city began to prophesy. It was a resident mantle, resident unction. It was an open heaven. It was a city of spiritual rain. I speak that by the release of the anointing in your hands upon your city, that the yokes of territorial powers will be broken. The yoke of generational principalities will be broken. Altars of darkness will be set on fire. Powers of hell will be destroyed as the church altar is anointed, as the entrances are anointed, as the streets are anointed. Someone said he was battling with gangs on his street in Chicago in America, and he took from one end of the street to the another just oil like this. In the name of Jesus, this anointing destroys the power of the gang and the cult in the street. That was their end. Not Nigeria, Chicago. By the reason of the anointing, every sick anointed be healed. Every afflicted and oppressed and tormented person anointed be delivered. In the name of Jesus, I decree
a change in spiritual climate over your life, over your land, over your ministry, over your destiny. In the name of Jesus, I decree a change in spiritual climate over cities. Here present, nations. Can I have the list of those nations here, please? Nations here present, we use them as a point of contact to other nations of the world. Cameroon, United States of America, Kenya, the United Kingdom, Qatar. Now, when I mention it, you can show their flag, all right, like you were doing the other day. All these 30 plus nations. In the name of Jesus, by the reason of the anointing, we send this fire into Cameroon. We declare territorial powers there shall be broken. The United States of America, Kenya, United Kingdom, Qatar, Finland, Zambia, Germany, Benin Republic, Sierra Leone, Ghana, Chad, Togo, Malawi, Gabon, South Africa, United Arab Emirates, Italy, Liberia, Saudi Arabia, Namibia, Ireland, Ceylon, Canada, Congo, Belgium, Spain, Sweden, Swaziland, Central Africa Republic. Everywhere that these nations and other nations viewing and connected, we declare the release of fire, the release of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We decree that the powers of hell shall be broken. We declare the change of climate now. We declare the opening of the gates of nations. You can anoint your ground right from the airport as you are landing. You don't need to carry the whole bottle out. You can just carry a little. Or you can even anoint your hand and plant it on the ground. Oh, you United Kingdom, be open to the gospel. Be open to crusades. Be open to outreaches. Oh, United States of America, you are open. We declare that the gates of territories be open. The gates of nations be open. The gates of domains be open. The gates of cities be open. The gates of communities be open. The gates of clans be open. Households be open. The heavens be open. Because we don't have eternity to fulfill destiny. The earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. As the waters cover the earth, the quick work will he do and cut it short in righteousness. We're in injury time. The Antichrist is on rampage, but they will never fully manifest until the church is out of the way. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you because it is done. Wherever this oil is released, fresh fire, fresh power, fresh grace, fresh impact, fresh unction for exploits, fresh opening of the heavens. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. The first place this oil shall be applied is yourself. Take a little of it in your hands. And lift up your hands. Close the bottle so it doesn't pour.
Lay your hands upon me, Lord. Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on me. Oh Lord, I need your hands. Lay 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 your hands upon me. Open your mouth and pray in the spirit. And tell God what you want this moment. What this oil is going to do in your life. What this anointing is going to do in your life. What this fresh fire is going to do in your life. Lay your hands.
Fresh fire, fresh grace, fresh oil, fresh opening of the heavens. Oh man, a fresh release of grace, fresh release of potential, fresh release of... Now, somebody's gift is about to become sharpened. Healing gift sharpened, deliverance gift sharpened, prophetic gift sharpened, teaching gift sharpened, apostolic gift sharpened. Somebody else is about to receive the restoration of what the enemy took from your life, what the enemy destroyed in your life, what the enemy tampered with in your life. It's being restored right now. And before the day is over, you are going to have a testimony. And somebody is going to hear testimonies of divine vengeance and judgment on the altars of wickedness. Are you ready? Lift your hands. When I scream, in the name of Jesus, I receive. Are you ready? Now, get ready. Father, thank you. Thank you. One, two, three. In the name of Jesus, I receive. I receive. I receive. I receive.
Your hands and give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Oh no, something just happened. Something just happened. Ooh.
And all over this place, the Spirit is moving. All over this place, as the prophet said it should be. All over this place, there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
Thank you, Master. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Something just happened. Something just dropped. Something just exploded. After this meeting, you might have the urge to keep on praying in the Spirit. The next 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, just let it go. While you get yourself charged for the night session. For the glory of the Lord has the waters covered the sea. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord.
And thou in my life, the Spirit of the Lord is moving. Now in my life, as the prophets said it should be. Now in my life,
there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. If you are here this morning, in order for what you have received to be made permanent, fire is still burning. For what you receive to be made permanent, pick your Bibles and bags. If you are not yet born again, or you are not saved, or you want sins forgiven or addictions broken, quickly come forward and let's pray for you so that it can be done. And if you are watching online, you want to surrender to God, surrender to Jesus, do it. Quickly.
And all over this place,
the Spirit of the Lord is moving. All over this place, are the prophets that you should be. All over this place, there is a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord.
All the water covers the sea. Oh, over this place, the Spirit of the Lord is with thee. Oh, over this place, as a prophet said, they should be. Oh, over this place, there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord. As the waters cover the sea.
Place your right hand on your chest and pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to hand over my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name. Amen. It is done. The spirit of death just left somebody today. Spirit of premature death. See yourself with dead people, people who've died long ago. Today that yoke is broken. In Jesus' name.